Praised be Jesus and Mary. In the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, St. Francis Xavier is celebrated as a feast because he's one of the patrons of the Archdiocese. And our Lord tells us in the Gospel of St. Matthew, "What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffers the loss of his own soul?" These words were repeated to a young teacher of philosophy who had had a promising career in academics with a life of prestige and honor before him. St. Francis Xavier, 24 years old at the time, and living and teaching in Paris, didn't heed these words at once. They came from a good friend, St. Ignatius of Loyola, whose tireless persuasion finally won him over to Christ alone. And Francis then made the spiritual exercises under the direction of Ignatius in 1534, and then he joined the community, the Infant Society of Jesus, also known as the Jesuits. Together they vowed poverty and chastity and apostolic service according to the directions of our Holy Father. And from Venice, where he was ordained a priest in 1537, Francis Xavier went to Lisbon, and from there he sailed to the East Indies, landing in Goa on the west coast of India. For the next 10 years, he labored to bring the faith to such widely scattered peoples as the Hindus, the Malayans, the Japanese. He spent much of that time in India and served as a provincial of the newly established Jesuit province in India. Wherever he went, he lived with the poorest people, sharing their food and their rough accommodations. He spent countless hours ministering to the sick and the poor, particularly lepers. He baptized thousands. The children wanted to learn their prayers and kept begging him to teach him. He didn't even have time to sleep or even to say his breviary. But we know that from his letters, he was always filled with joy. Francis went through the islands of Malaysia, then up to Japan. He learned enough Japanese to preach to the simple folk, to instruct and to baptize, and to establish missions for those who would come after him. From Japan, he had dreams of going to China. But this plan was never realized. Before reaching the mainland, he died. His remains are enshrined in the Church of Good Jesus in Goa. You know, all of us are called to go and preach to all nations. Of course, you know, our preaching is not necessarily on distant shores, but, you know, to our families, our children, our husband or wife, our co-workers, you know, and we're called to preach not with words, but by our everyday lives. Only by sacrifice could St. Francis Xavier be free to bring the gospel to the world. Sacrifice is leaving ourselves behind at times, for a greater good. The good of prayer, of helping someone in need, the good of just listening, to another. The greatest gift that we have is our time. And St. Francis Xavier gave his time to others. Thank you.